Amen. Well, we would all agree, right, that we serve a faithful God. Amen? Amen. Great is thy faithfulness. And that's our focus today here at Grace Point Church as we worship together, that we take time and just pause and stop and once again remember the faithfulness of God. So here's my premise on this service is that I believe that as we look at the scriptures, which we'll do this morning, and we see the faithfulness of God, that will always lead us to be even more thankful for God and for all the things that he has done for us. And so as we head into Thanksgiving, I felt like it was a good time for us to take a break from Colossians, to come to the scriptures, to talk today about the faithfulness of God and how that can impact our lives. Now, typically, if you're a guest, I've been teaching through the book of Colossians verse by verse. And we started a year ago, and actually, next Sunday, we will finish the book of Colossians. 2 years. I'm pretty proud of myself, actually. There's four chapters. It could have been 4 years, right? So unless Jesus comes back before then, we'll finish, and I'd be okay with that, too. So would you. So next Sunday, we'll finish the book of Colossians, the verse by verse we've been going through, and then the following Sunday, hard to believe, December 5, we'll start a new series. I like to do it in December, a Christmas series every year. And so this year, Hope Has a Name. And so each Sunday, 5, 12, 19, and 24, being Christmas Eve, Friday night, I'll be taking a name of Jesus and preaching on that name and tying that into the Christmas story. So December 5 is Jesus, Light of the World. December 12 is Emmanuel, God with us. And then 19 is Prince of Peace, Jesus, Prince of Peace. And then on Christmas Eve, we'll talk about Jesus, the name of Jesus. So I hope you make plans to join us for our Christmas series starting on Sunday, December 5. Now, let me share a couple of other things with you before we jump into the scripture. So typically, I'm verse by verse. Today, I kind of have a springboard from Lamentations chapter 3, verse 20. If you want to follow along in your Bible, if you don't have a Bible, that's okay. The scriptures will be on the screen behind me. But we'll start Lamentations chapter 3, verse 20 through 23, and then we'll kind of spring from that, and I'll give you three takeaways today. It outlines real easy to follow this morning. So, but let me mention a couple of things just to keep you in the loop of the different ministries we have here at Grace Point. Between now and the end of the year, we still have a lot of things that are happening. First of all, Coach for the Cold is December 4 from 9 to 12. So Coach for the Cold, we've done a number of years now. This year, the vision, the goal is to give away 3,000 coats to people in the city of Denton as we head into winter, as we head into the cold. You have continued to bring coats, so thank you for that. You've been faithful. Last time we did this, we gave away 2,000 coats, and so we've taken it up. Everything is bigger this year with the practical ways to meet the needs of the every event. We're trying to have greater impact and greater influence with the gospel and with practical ways to meet the needs of people. So we want to give away 3,000 coats. We have probably close to 2,600 coats that you brought, which is fantastic. I knew you would rise to the occasion. So we still have a couple weeks before we get to that December 4th. So continue to bring the coats. It helps us a great deal. It gives us more and more to give out to people in the community of Denton. So thankful for that. This year, we're moving it outside. We're going to put up a big tent. Everything will be outside under the tent and in the bounce house, and we feed them and do a number of things like that. So it's all going to be moved outside just because of the volume of number of people that we believe we will reach this year with this event. So this is a great opportunity for us to advance the gospel and meet the needs of practical ways for the people in the city of Denton. We're marketing and communicating this much wider in the city, so we hope and pray we'll have greater response and influence even over the last couple years. If you want to help with the event and be on the serve team, you can do so. You can sign up as you leave today. To the left outside these doors, you'll see a table, and there's a Coach of the Cold sign-up. You can sign up there, or you can go to gpsignup.com and click on the Coach of the Cold banner, take you to a place where you can register and sign up. We'll need a lot of people to pull this off, and we've already had a number sign up, but if you want to be involved in that, we invite you to come and be a part of that serve team on Saturday, December 4th from 9 to 12. Second is Flannel Fest. Flannel Fest is a church-wide night where we all wear our flannel and come together and kick off the Christmas season. And so I hope you make plans, if you haven't already, to be a part of this. It's Wednesday, December 8th from 6 to 7:30. Our preschool children's director, Julie Richardson, and Christy Dorman, Wendy Roscoe, they lead this event. They lead out in this event. We will meet in here that Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. We'll worship together. Our worship team will lead us. After we worship together, we'll make our way through the lobby to a big tent that's going to be out there. We'll be in here singing Christmas songs, and then we'll go out there. Tent will have Christmas lights. We're decorating Christmas cookies, you as a family. You'll have a family play with your name on it that they're doing. Decorate Christmas cookies. Have a good time of fellowship there together as a church family. Also, there'll be a photo booth out there for friends and family. Take pictures, and then we'll move over to the Christmas tree, the Grace Point Christmas tree, which has been planted between the preschool children's building and the youth building, and we'll all go out there together as a church family. We'll gather in there, we'll sing, and then we'll have the first ever Grace Point Christmas tree lighting ceremony, and this will be a tradition. We'll do this every year, so jump in there, make this. I hope you make this a tradition for your family, and then as part of your church family. Every year starting this year. So we invite you to come. I think it's been a great time, fellowship time together as a church family, as we celebrate Jesus, as we kick off the month of December and celebrating Christmas. So if you want to come and be a part of that, we need you to sign up for that. There's a lot of moving parts there, so we need to know how many people are going to be attending. You can sign up, again, as you exit the doors to the left. There's a place there for you to sign up for Flannel Fest, or same way, gpsignup.com. Click on the Flannel Fest banner. It takes you to the place to register for the event. So do that today if you can, just so we'll know. We're having a huge response already to this. And so we just want to make sure we have enough room and be able to provide everything for everyone who's coming. So thank you for doing that in advance. Thank you in advance for signing up and being a part of that. And then last, I would say, men, our spiritual leadership journey, being the spiritual leaders in the home, which is an ongoing thing. It's not just a one-time thing or a two-month thing. This is something I want to do from now on. I'm not sure how long, but each month I'll be sharing a teaching with you on spiritual leadership and spiritual leadership in the home. Last month we gathered. This month I just did a teaching Tuesday. I pushed it out through a video. It's about 18 minutes where I just continue to encourage you, open the scripture to say, this is what the scriptures teach us, men, about being spiritual leaders in our home, and we'll cover every dimension of it. This one I did this past week is leading well with our words, the power of our words, and how we can be spiritual leaders with our words. So I encourage you to watch it. If you haven't, it's on our men's ministry page, gracepointdenton.com. It's on our men's ministry page. You go there and you can watch that. Also, in addition to that, these bands, if you want one of these men, are out in the lobby. It says, act like men, and then it has 1 Corinthians 16:13, which I taught on that passage. Which says, be strong, be firm, act like men. And so I like to wear this because it's a reminder for me to be the man that God's called me to be. So if you want to pick one of these up, they're out also on that table to the left, and pick one of those up and wear it. And again, it's just a reminder. Helps you remember this calling that we have to lead well. Okay, a lot going on here. So let me jump into the message this morning, and I'm gonna give you three takeaways. It's fairly brief this morning, and then Pastor Guy is gonna come and he's gonna finish up the service and talk about the food pantry ministry. As you came in, you saw the grocery carts. I want to just say up front, they're from Kroger, and we ask permission. I just want to get on record for that. We're gonna be taking them back after we're done. Okay? Feel better now. So Lamentations chapter 3, verse 20-23. This is kind of where we're gonna springboard, and then I'll share with you three takeaways that speak to the faithfulness of God and how we need to recall it. So in Lamentations 3, without going into great detail, but context is important here. Lamentations 3, verse 20 and 23, here's what it says. Jeremiah, the author. My soul continually remembers it and is bowed down within me. Now, so context says, as soon as you read that, we stop and we want to know, what is it? My soul continually remembers it and is bowed. Talking about a soul, then my soul is bowed down within me. So it's the idea of this heaviness, weight on Jeremiah. So when you go back to get context and you read through Lamentations chapter 1 and chapter 2, you see he's talking about adversity. He's talking about struggle. He's talking about suffering. Things are hard right now for him. And so that's why he says, my soul continually remembers it. In other words, the struggle, the affliction. You know how that is, man. When something's weighing on you and you can't, and it's just continuing, it's always there. It's very frustrating to me at times. Just can't get away from it. And that's what he's talking about. My soul continually remembers it. He's talking about his affliction, Jeremiah's adversity. And then it's caused, is bowed down within me. So there's the heaviness. Okay, now, this is where critical thinking, biblical thinking, this is the difference between us and unbelievers. So we are not going to dwell on it. Now, it continually remembers, okay, keeps coming back, but then we're responding to that exactly the way Jeremiah does. Watch what he does. So he doesn't just stop there. He says, but this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. So what he's getting ready to write, he's saying, I'm going to call this to mind, and it's going to give me hope. So this promise and declaration of God and who he is and what he does is going to supersede it. This adversity, this affliction, this. So I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Now here's what he's calling to mind, and here's what brings him hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. That's what he's calling to mind. Even though this burden is on him, he is choosing to be intentional and to supersede the weight of that with this declaration and this promise from God. This I call to mind. So let me just ask you before we get into this, because some of you may be right there today. You say, I can identify Jeremiah. Man, this is on me. It's heavy. I think about it all the time. My anxiety is peaking out. I mean, I understand that. Maybe you're there. So here's the question that we have to ask ourselves then, that God just reminded me of from the scriptures this week. What are you calling to mind? Because listen, here's what the Bible is telling us right here. What Jeremiah is saying is, what I choose to call to my mind will directly impact my hope or hopelessness. If I'm calling to mind the affliction and the adversity, and if I'm going down this road and I'm making it how horrible it's going to be, and I'm calling all that to mind, and you know, I can do that all day long. I can get to a worst case scenario really fast. And if that's what I'm calling to mind, then that's gonna continue to keep me at this place of fear and hopelessness or whatever. And so I have to be intentional to call to mind. That's what we're doing today. We're calling to mind the faithfulness of God. And so today, and as we leave here today, and as we go through this week and even beyond, this discipline, I will tell you, of the faithfulness of God is not confined to today or Thanksgiving Day. That this discipline, if you will create and develop this discipline in your life of recognizing and calling to mind the faithfulness of God, and his mercies are new every day, and the steadfast love, if you get into that discipline to call that to mind when adversity strikes and struggle or loss or whatever, it's not to ignore the reality of what you're going through. He didn't do that. Matter of fact, he talked about it for two chapters, almost three chapters. And this is the first verse where there's a shift now to hope. So he doesn't deny it. He acknowledges it. But now he's shifting to, this is what I'm going to choose to call to mind. So today, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you three things to call to mind about the faithfulness of God. This morning, this is easy to outline. It's easy to follow. I'm going to talk about the past, the faithfulness of God in the past, that can be in the present, and what the scriptures teach about the faithfulness of God in the future. That can, as we call this to mind, it gives us hope. Takeaway number one, first of all, I think calling to mind means that we must remember God's faithfulness in the past. The faithfulness of God's provision in the past, how he's been faithful. So I think it starts with the scriptures, remembering the stories and how God was faithful to people in the scriptures in the past. I think that's foundational. It starts there. And then I think we need to think about the times he's been faithful to us. This is what you need to be calling to mind. This is what's going to help you deal with adversity and trial and struggle. Remember God's faithfulness in the past. Psalm 33:4. I'll use a number of supporting texts for this instead of verse by verse like I typically do, though. Psalm 33:4, for the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. When it comes to remembering the faithfulness of God, I can be very forgetful. And I think it's easy to do. And one striking example of this is found in the book of Exodus, chapters 14 and chapter 16. In the span of two chapters, we see the Israelites delivered from slavery. I mean, they were at the edge of the sea. Man, they didn't have anywhere to go. Pharaoh was coming fast. It doesn't look good. We're going to die. And God, as the Bible teaches, Exodus 14, parched the waters in the Red Sea, and he parched the waters and makes them like walls, and the Israelites walk through on dry ground to the other side. They walked through and literally saw a miracle from Jehovah God before their very eyes. And two chapters later, the Bible tells us they grumbling against God and Moses because they are hungry. And I read that story, a lot of times I read that story and I think, golly, what is going on with those people? How can they forget that miracle so fast? God came through, and then two chapters later, they're ticked off, they're upset, they're grumbling at God for not giving them food. They're hungry. And then, of course, I remember, and God just puts his finger on me and says, well, wait a minute, because you do the same thing. You do the same thing. And maybe you can relate. God brings me through a trial. He answers a prayer right before my eyes, and I'm praising God, and I'm thanking God, and the burden is lifted. And then within a few days, that next week, I've forgotten. I'm looking to the next struggle on the horizon, and I'm finding reasons to gripe or complain about how things are going or not going well or whatever. And I've forgotten the faithfulness of God. I believe this can be a major turning point for our faith. If we can grab a hold and recognize consistently and daily the faithfulness of God. So we must then find ways to remember. I don't think we purposely forget. I think we just forget. And so we need to find ways. And that's my challenge to you today and my encouragement to you today as we talk about this, that you, I'll give you some, but then you too find ways to remember the faithfulness of God. In Joshua chapter 3, there's another amazing miracle that God did with the Israelites for his people as they were getting ready to cross into the promised land. And we won't take time to go back there in Joshua 3 and Joshua 4. As they're getting ready to cross in, as Joshua is leading them, God stops the Jordan River from flowing in flood stage. He stops the river, and they walk again on dry land into the promised land. Another miracle that God did for them. And then after that, God instructed Joshua to take 12 stones from the 12 tribes and to build a memorial, Joshua 3 and Joshua 4, to build a memorial so that they would never forget, that they would always remember the faithfulness of God. And so that's what we need to do, is to find ways to remember today and in the days ahead and certainly on Thanksgiving Day and beyond. To remember the faithfulness of God personally and then as a church. You know, that's my responsibility too, is to remember the faithfulness of God to Grace Point. So a pastor by the name of Ben Roach, he wrote an article, and I took these five things from his article about the same idea of remembering the faithfulness of God. So I want to read what he's written. I put it on your outline there, but think is the first one. And that's really what we're doing. What are some events that you can look back on as as a pile of stones, if you will, marking a defining moment in your life for you, where God showed his power, God demonstrated his faithfulness. What is that? You have them. I have them. We have them. Have you forgotten? And remember. And remember that time when? I mean, I can sit down with Karen and we can think back to the faithfulness of God, even when our kids were little and even when I first started pastoring, and we can see, but we need to be intentional in doing that. But I tell you something, listen now. When you do that, because it's Lamentations, it's a biblical truth, I'm telling you, when you do that, God does something in you, in your mind, in your heart. You see differently. It does for me every time. I can't even put into words how different I feel the peace coming out of a time of that where I'm dwelling on the goodness of God. So think about Psalm 77:12, I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. Number two, thank. So engage your heart in gratitude for what God's done. Psalm 9:1, I give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. Take the time to do that. Tell is the third one. Once you've spent time remembering what God has done, thinking about that, and then thanking God, engaging him in gratitude, the joy of those memories of God's faithfulness should overflow from our hearts to others. And so we speak of God's faithfulness. Joshua chapter 4, here's the example, 21 and 22. When your children, and this was after they crossed over the Jordan, when your children ask their fathers in times to come, what do these stones mean? Then you shall let your children know Israel passed over this Jordan on dry ground. So speak, parents, speak often of the faithfulness of God. Give God the credit. Recognize his faithfulness. Verbalize that in front of your children and to your children. The faithfulness of God. Grace Point Church, from 2005 with 40 people to where it is today. Grace Point Church is where we are today solely, I firmly believe, by the grace and faithfulness of God. Amen? So we declare that this is what God has done and continues to do. It is a faithful God manifested in his church, his people. All that happens in the past, the present, and the is because of the faithfulness of God. So we speak of that. And so in our families too, we speak of the faithfulness of God. Let it just become a constant dialogue. And then 4 and 5 is transcribe, which is keep a journal. That's a big thing I was referencing earlier. When I go back and I look at the things I've written down that God reminds me of his faithfulness. It's very overwhelming in a good way. And then taste and see. So Lord's Supper, which we did in baptism. So tasting the Lord's Supper, the recognition of God's faithfulness and provision unto salvation in Jesus on the cross. And then baptism, for us to see the faithfulness of God. The death, burial, and resurrection, the symbolism of that unto our salvation. So these are ways that we can remember God's faithfulness in the past. So I encourage you this week, this day, remember. Take that time to remember the faithfulness of God in the past. This I call to mind. Number two, know his promises in the present then. So this is a way we see the faithfulness of God in the present, is to recognize his promises. Now, I'm running behind. So in summary, I kind of took this in a different angle. That's why I have Romans 8:13. So this one, I wanted to speak just briefly on the faithfulness of God in the present for you to live faithfully to him. So that's why I have Romans 8. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. So flesh or spirit. So a couple things. Number one, notice where he says, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, put to death. So, man, I wish we had more time for this, but he's saying don't mess around with the flesh, with the works of the flesh, with the deeds of the flesh, with the sin. Don't mess around with it. Don't make provision. You know what your weakness is. Stay away from it. Put it to death. If not, it'll trip you up. So how do we put it to death? First part, But if by the Spirit, you put it to death. What does that mean? I think by the Spirit, put it to death, the deeds and works of the flesh. The primary way to do that is through the Word of God. So the faithful, here's God's faithfulness manifested again. The faithful Word of God to us allows us to walk right and to put to death the works of the flesh by the Spirit. That's how you do it, by, which I think means by the Word of God. So the faithfulness of God's words to you and I to put to death the works of the flesh, to help us walk right, to help us have victory over temptation, to help us find hope through His Word when we might be discouraged. I call to mind. And then it's the Scriptures of the Word of God. So the idea is this, that when you're being tempted, led into sin by the false promise of what that sin, that's what Satan does. He leads you into that sin with a false promise of what that sin's going to provide. It's a lie. He's a liar. You put it to death with a greater promise from God. That's the faithfulness of God to you. So whatever you're battling, then you put that to death with a greater promise from God. 2 Thessalonians 3 says, the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. So this is how he guards you from the evil one. And this is how by the Spirit you put it to death, is He guards you with the Word of God. The faithful Word of God to you. The Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you. How does He do that from the evil one? With His Word. The faithful Word of God. So then if you're being, let's say for example, you're battling, you're doubting the goodness of God. Maybe you didn't get the job, or you got a bad report from doctor, or something is falling apart around you or on you, and you start to question the goodness of God. Then you could go to the Scriptures and you, let's say for example, Psalm 36:5. If you're doubting the goodness of God, your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. And you find other scriptures, okay, you're intentional. Look, back to Lamentation, you're calling to mind. Calling to mind the promises, the faithfulness of God to you, and that gives you victory in the present. Number three, last, is we must believe that he will be with us in the future. So if you're like me, well, some of you will be like me, and I'm working on this, and I think it'll be an ongoing battle until I see Jesus, but I like to buy trouble sometimes. I don't know why, man. It's like Satan just knows my weakness and he just comes at me. I like to buy trouble from the future of what might happen. And so I've really had to discipline my mind to pull back here and to just live today in the here and now. And so the faithfulness of God in the past and the present, but also in the future, that even if I do have concern about tomorrow, literally, maybe you have an interview tomorrow, maybe you have a test this week, or maybe you're facing a difficult situation or whatever, that's futuristic, right, or even beyond, that the faithfulness of God is manifested through His presence. So I want to read, and I'll finish with this, Psalm 139, verse 1 through 10. Now, there's great power in the Word of God. We know that. And so this takeaway, I'm just reading the Scriptures over you and to you, and I know God will speak through, as He always does, the Scriptures. So just listen closely to this one, Psalm 139. O Lord, You have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, You know it all together. Look at verse 5 now. This is the faithfulness of God. You hem me in behind and before and lay Your hand upon me. That's the faithfulness of God. That's God's protection. That's God's provision. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from Your Spirit? Or where shall I flee from Your presence? If I ascend to heaven, You are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, You are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there Your hand shall lead me and Your right hand shall hold me. Okay, that's what you call to mind when you're struggling. That's what you call to mind when you're afraid. Okay, this is doing exactly what Jeremiah did in Lamentations. And therefore it leads you to hope. We recognize the faithfulness of God. One of the things, I want to show you a video, and then Pastor Guy is going to come. This is a short video, but One of the things we do is, as a church, is we support different missions, and we want to share a video that, just a thank you video from those missions. But I want to be clear on this, that when I show you, we show you this video of these four different missions that we support financially and prayerfully, is that the goal of what I'm doing here is not to say, oh, look at us, we're great. When we talk about the food pantry ministry, it's not to say, look at us, we're great. When we talk about giving away 3,000 coats, it's not like, look at Grace Point, look what we did. Right? That is not the heart of this, and even this video, and as we do ministry. Because at Grace Point Church, we recognize that everything we have and gives comes because of the faithfulness of God to us. Amen? We all get that, right? So I firmly believe, personally, for me and my family, and then as a church, that as God blesses me, as God blesses us, we are blessed to be a blessing. We are blessed, and God, by the faithfulness of God, and in turn, we should then give and be faithful to give. So in doing that, so now that being said, I also think it's important for you to recognize and be affirmed in your faithfulness as you give tithes and offerings to Grace Point Church. This is just one snapshot of what that does, that we can then in turn give away to others. As God has been faithful to us, then we in turn are faithful in giving and supporting and loving and praying for others. But it all focuses and ends on the faithfulness of God. Glory never terminates, should never terminate this side of heaven. Right? It's all points to the faithfulness of God. So let's watch this, and then Pastor Gal come up and share afterwards.